From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will resettle at least 85,000 refugees in fiscal 2016, including a minimum of 10,000 Syrians. That story from VOA's Victor Beatty.
Speaking Sunday in Berlin, Kerry said the United States will significantly increase the numbers of refugee resettlement in the course of the next year and the following year.
One of the reasons it's difficult is that post-9/11, we have new laws and new requirements with respect to security, background checks, and vetting. So it takes longer than one would like, and we cannot cut corners with respect to those security requirements.
Last week, more than 20 former senior U.S. officials, including some who served in the Obama administration, urged the White House to accept 100,000 Syrian refugees in fiscal 2016, citing past U.S. efforts that allowed tens of thousands of Cubans and Vietnamese into the country. Kerry said the administration does not have the money allocated by Congress to hire the people necessary to do the job of expediting and expanding the process. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian official said today the country's own experts have taken and submitted to the UN samples from the Parchin military site that is a key focus in allegations that Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. For years, Iran denied access to UN personnel, insisting Parchin was strictly military and would not be opened up to outsiders, and it has long insisted its nuclear program is peaceful. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.